The book of Acts is a history book about the history of the church. And there's some things that happened in the church as its birth began as an infant and on till the end of the apostles that don't happen anymore. It's just the beginning to agency.
Thank you. start down there and miss those people. If there was person that came up to me, I said, oh, you know, they don't sign me. Said, what? Somebody's got to catch West Tennessee, and we've been doing it, and we've been protecting Europe since World War II. But Canada, there's two lines, and I don't know what that line is, the word of. Two lines in the world. Whatever they're finding, I don't know what it is. It's something important. But one mind is in China and the other is in Canada. Did you know that Kennedy killed the Clinton Association? So did you know that they've killed more people by assisted suicide, euthanasia, more people than they've euthanized. They said, you can leave the country. You can leave, but you got to leave your money in Canada. What's happening in New York City? Same thing. That's rubbing off. That's another story. It's rubbing off in New York with Mondani, whatever his name is, Mondani, crazy man. Let him start a socialistic grocery store and let people stand in line and get a loaf of bread like they do in a communist country. It's rubbing off because they're leaving, the millionaires are leaving like flies, and the billionaires from New York, and they're trying to come up with some kind of taxation concerning their wealth to make them pay for leaving. What do you think about that? Are our neighbors our friends? Boy, wouldn't it be good if everybody, your neighbors, were all your friends. Sometimes that don't work out. Sometimes they get upset if you throw your leaves in their yard. And I get upset. I don't care. I don't worry about leaves. I live in a place where the wind blows, and I never rake leaves. We're limited on trees, and I just let the wind blow them away. Friends are very, very important. Friendship choice, friendship challenge, friendship courage, friendship course. Friends talk together, they walk together, they work together, they worship together. I mean real good friends. I'm talking about friends. I told Jeff last night, I said, Jeff, you're one of the best friends I've ever had. You too. You too. And all of you, you're my friends. Your friendships can be challenged. And, you know, I want to read a verse here. And I want you to look at it. It's in Acts chapter 19. And I want you to get on a, I want to prep you on this because there was turmoil in the city, and the craftsmen were complaining about Paul preaching and people getting saved, and they're taken away from their crafts, making little copper, whatever, idols of Diana, I think it was Diana, whoever the goddess was that they worshiped. They thought something fell from heaven, and whatever it was that fell, and they named it Diana, and then they begin to be the god, and now it was cutting their paychecks. And so there's an uproar, and everything was, and I'll tell you something funny, when you're in a crowd, let me find a verse here. And give me just a moment. Okay, in verse 32, here's the crowd. I'm going to tell you, this is a mixed up crowd. Some therefore cried one thing, some another, for the assembly was confused, and the more part, most of them, knew not wherefore they were come together. Maybe some of them craftsmen paid them to go down there and get part of pie. What's happening now? What's happening with this Southern Liberty, Southern Bombay Liberty, whatever it is? So says, they can the Ku Klux Klan to create turmoil. The Ku Klux Klan boys, you know, I mean, one time, but now time is different. I was down there where they're trying to spell them down. Paul says, up from St. Louis, about how soon, man? Good old boy. Tell a good old boy because he's double-headed when he's about to come down both sides of the track. And I'll tell that about the two I said, half the tears that they did for me. I said, how about Ku Klux Klan? I said, hey, Ascension. They're playing the other side. That's all they can do for. They can't stand for anything. They can't. All they can do is pause. So I thought, and there was people here in this crowd, you didn't even know what was going on. With the Ascension. You can't do. Now, so the verse that I want to call special attention to you. See, they called Aristarchus and Gaius in verse 39. That was two traveling companions of Paul. They got them and put them in the theater. And in verse 30, and when Paul would have entered into the people, you know what he'd be doing when he walked in there? Committing suicide. He would have been committing suicide being locked in that way. I didn't feel in my heart. By the way, I died. You got to have to go back. What? They let him pray. You want to pray to your president. Paul would have entered into the people. The disciples suffered it not. They said, that was his name. That was his Christians. And verse 31, certainly the chief of Asia, which were his friends, sent the child to Ivy, and he could not venture himself. For it's God, of the fence, all the children that were by that other fence, God, that sent a message to God, the way old God lay on my delta. Don't even say they were saved. Friends of the family. That when you call, they may bring in everlasting habitation. I ain't got time to deal with that verse right now. Friends of the mammon are the big guy. But also that can be used evilly because it, and I was going to bring the definition of mammon. I'm just going to sum it up and preach on that later. But mammon means anything from money to things. Look that word up later. Don't do it now. Don't do it now. And cut gun smoke off. You can watch that tomorrow on your cell phone.
The burden of weeping because
somebody died on the soap if they're watching it first. No. I want you to understand that the word mammon can be anything from money and the things you can do with money can get because it's a person. Let them be careful. I'm summing it up in 2 Timothy, 1 Timothy 5. I'm just about sure it's there. He said, warn them because they, lest they should be guilty of worshiping mammon. And the word mammon's not there, but it's implied. And what he says, but they should be really willing to do what? Some of my girls mispronounce this word, and so does the news media. Distribute. The word is distribute, girls. But it means the same thing, spells the same way. Say it however you want to say it. But they should be willing to communicate their riches where the needs are. And that don't mean you give your life savings away. But the idea is this. Warren Buffett, you know, what was it when he started out in the 50s or 60s? You know what report I got? He lived in the same house that he started out with. Sam Walton, I reckon he drove his old pickup truck till he died. And come in his Walmarts in plain clothing, not a suit and tie. Nobody knew he was there, and he was checking things out. And the idea about mammon, and I want to preach on this later. Trust me, I got ground to cover. But I just want to give you the idea about mammon because it has to do, and he says, love not the world, neither things within the world.
And then in 2 Timothy, or I believe it's 1 2 Timothy, he said in James 4:4, he said, you can't be the friend of God and the world. You got to be one or the other. And the idea about mammon is in the world, I'm hung in this. I can't get out of this thought right now. But the world has to do not with the fish and the trees and the grass and the beauty. It's talking about the system of the world. The system of the world, and it has to do with decoration. It's like being in a giant store and people just going in there grabbing anything they can get from the system for themselves. And it goes further than that. I can show you the roots and the study of this word in depth, where what they do, mammon, which means money and everything that money can do in an evil way. And it has to do with this. They actually personified mammon, personified like a person. If you're not careful, your cell phone is going to be your person. And even now, it's coming between husbands and wives. That's the report. Oh, yep. And it's coming between children and parents. There's a boy that killed his mama where we lived several years ago over a cell phone. So anyway, the thing mammon is, first of all, it becomes personified like a person, and then it goes over that, it becomes deified to God. Of this word hath blinded them, lest they should believe the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ and be saved. And he said, the love of money is the root of all. Behind the scenes, there's somewhere this people ruling this world through money. In closed doors, private places, and I understand, I don't know the names of the banks, but I've been led to believe in things that I've checked out and listened to and saw. There's 5 banks in the world that nobody knows the names that are running things. So anyway, I don't want to get into all that. If you want to talk investment suits to me, but son-in-law, I'll get a cut for that. Friend, that's a negative thought of friendship. Not friendship with the city. Friendship with God. You have to make a choice. That's going to be your friend. There's a negative effect to friendships. In Proverbs 22:24-25, it says this. I'm going to paraphrase it. It says, make not friends with an angry man. Getting it pretty close. And bad guy. Make not friends. That's what it says. Make not friends with an angry man. Lest thou learn his ways. He'll rub off on you. Bad will rub off on you 100 times quicker than good will. Confidence in wealth personified, wealth deified. In the world, but not of the world. I'm not blaming God that he blessed this thing rather than God. That's stuff I think I'm supposed to be preaching on, and I don't. We'll get there, the Lord lets me. I got a new friend, his name's Doug. Daddy. They run a good business. They may show up at the senior luncheon at the country dinner, as I call it now, first Monday of the month. I hope they come. I remember the daddy's name. I'll get it. You know it. Doug and his daddy, they're in business together. I told him about the luncheon, and he said, like me, but he's a little bigger than me. So you see, I love food. And then when we got through with our conversations and all, he said, now that's. His son said, now that's the first Monday, and I'll be sure it is.
I hope they come. They're good news on it. I learned a little bit about them. What if the daddy, Doug and daddy, do the young man threat? So, Doug's 58. If daddy's my nearest 59, say, what? What? That ain't right. That's what I thought. I said, I'm missing something here. He don't know how old he is, or he don't know how old his daddy is. He said, my daddy adopted me. But when he adopted, when he's like 16 years old, something like that. But they got back, you know, mom, I met her. Fine folks. Daddy's been all over, living all over the world. They've worked in oil. No, I don't think like that. They just worked in oil. That's what they said. We worked in oil for years. We'd be all over the world. We'd gone a few weeks back home, a few weeks. And before his daddy come on the scene, his real daddy and his mama and him with the last, their uncle, his uncle started a movement, and I didn't write this down. It's something called River of Life. It's a religious organization. And he kept using the word commune. And they all went up there. And he said, my uncle talked the governor into giving him 5,000 acres in Alaska. You check this out. You know, this guy had all these delights. Talked to him. He was a very, very smart man. And they started coming. He said they walked to school. I said they closed school because it's 40 below. I'd say that's probably a good reason. He said walk to school in the snow. Some of y'all did that too. Some of y'all walked 10 miles barefooted in knee-deep snow. Y'all like school, didn't you? Ain't gonna miss school. Cool. So, they started humming until this day, from what I understand. It's grown and strong. It's grown. They got plenty of room to grow. Now, maybe some representatives here in our country. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know the rest of that story. But I do know this part that's significant to what I'm about to tell you about. And that is around their property, joining their property. You got any people joining your property that you might feel uncomfortable with? Same way up, all the way up in Alaska, all the way there, 5,000 acres. Neighbor, it makes you feel uncomfortable. You know who they were? They had a bunch of land trees. The Hells Angels. Hey, by the way, he said that 40 below and said he got up to 20 below and we had to go back to school. Walk into the street. Some of y'all match that story, I know. And here's what he said to do. To make it through the winters and to survive, you know what they had to do? They worked with the Hells Angels and one another survive the winter and survive hardship. And he said they planted corn. He planted either corn growed at night. I didn't know that. He said corn grows at night. I don't know. But, I don't think what. When I know a guy that sits there, and I know him personally, he'll look at a plant all day long, watch it grow. He's got time. I didn't say what kind of plan either, did I? High-powered fertilizer. Up here on the mountain. Right there at the top of the mountain, right to the left, there's a barn that used to be there. And they have an office in there, and I was there. And they caught, they had in the barn sacks of marijuana just piled in there.
And I want you to understand the grass grew and everything else grew because they used fertilizer like you'd never know. That was fast growing stuff. And it's still growing now. The fertilizer just, the marijuana's gone, but the grass ain't. The grass is gone, but the grass ain't. What is this stuff? Funny move. You know what? You know what? They're just about passing marijuana. You know that. Use it like Tylenol. Everybody's going to be happy. Everybody's going to be laughing. They don't even know what they're laughing about. And I'm going to tell you something else. They're not going to be able to have kids. Because they're destroying your ability to have kids. In other words, he said, we had to work with the Hell's Angels. Now, what's the thought here? If there's anybody that's of this world, it's the Hell's Angels. I guess they're feeling good. I don't know. There's all these guys ride motorcycles ain't with the Hell's Angels. They may act like that. They may, don't you think that? But all these guys, these grandpas like me riding a motorcycle, they have whatever on their back they want to, any kind of leather they got and a chain on their thigh, that don't mean they're blood. If they got around Hell's Angels, they might get away from the motorcycle and take their coat off and run. Paul had friends. It don't say that. Well, I believe it was said. I believe it referred back to chief. You know what our job is? I'm doing a lot. I like, thank you, Lord. Let me be in the cause. You want me to? So much more here. It just like me, I want to figure it out. Give it all. Hey, years ago when I was pastoring Grace 6 or 5 times, there was a man that came down there, a young man, with him. Young man's name is a member of this church. Now listen to this. He came in. You know, and I preached at church. He said, I wanted to come and get some food. I ain't been getting no good spiritual food. And Aubrey Brown was the pastor of the church, the greatest expository preacher that I've ever known. Looks like that. He's up to something. And I know that Daddy was the man that my daddy said, you can't look in the eye. And he said, you better watch that man. And we watched him. And he called Brother Brown one day and said, I'm from the kid. Brother Brown said, well, I'm at home. Up here, I'm a kid of party. I'm a big fan. But it's hot. You can't miss. I'm sorry, Brother Brown. That's for breaking my arm when you shook hands with. You gotta be careful not make friends with the world. You gotta make friends with people. And sooner or another, Paul made friends with some of the children. Let me ask you something. So I'm sure I thank you, Paul. Didn't you say hello? Didn't you say call me? Let's say that to hello. That's in church. Let's say, hello. The Lord's made a beautiful day. The Lord's made a beautiful day. You can't talk, can you? I'm the one's having trouble talking. Hello. Hello. The Lord has made a beautiful day. It's a good time for the Lord to come. That's a witness. It can start right there. So me and some of the ballplay boys, I don't think Bud was in on this, but I hired several of these boys. The Dean boys worked with me. My brothers worked with me. One of them did anyway. One of them, well, the other one might have worked some too. We went all the way to Cordova, Alabama, sending sheetrock. Bobo Dean, I hope he hears this, but, you know, we had a little money. We stopped and got some, he bought a half a gallon of ice cream and ate every bit of it. in the back seat of my Impala. And this wasn't an Impala. It was a Biscayne or something. It was a Chevrolet. I wish I'd never sold that car. We got over there. We'd be saying the sheep, and we started singing. We'd sing songs. And they call that an idiot stick. The painter come through one day and said, "See, you got an idiot stick." I said, "Idiot stick?" And I said, "He thinks I'm an idiot for using this. I was making money. And I paid them boys. I don't care what Bud says. I paid them." So we singing them songs. The other workers, the other construction workers around us, they said, "Here, there's them holy boys again." They call us holy boys because we're singing Christian songs. And I said to one of them, "It's a good day for the Lord to come back." He said, "It may be for you, but it ain't for me." Let's stand. I appreciate your attention, and we've got to make friends. Make friends with the mountain. Make friends with everybody that's hit the plane. And don't let yourself be involved in a clique. Thank you. A clique thinks they're better than the other two. That's what a clique is. And they're not great. You know what I think, Val? I think you're not less. You think you're better than me right there. Now, if you have a problem, how can you pick somebody and say, "Lord, loose my son"? Say you're going to be saved.